Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Alaska legislators, their staff, and others who work in the state capitol are able to get COVID-19 vaccinations as of today. KTOO and Alaska Public Media report that Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium is offering the shots to the 450 people who work in the capitol. Public access to the building has been restricted during the legislative session, and those who work in the building have their temperature checked daily and are tested for COVID every 4 or 5 days. Anchorage businesses will be allowed to open at full capacity beginning Monday morning as long as social distancing and masking requirements are maintained. Alaska Public Media reports that Anchorage Acting Mayor Austin Quinn Davidson announced an emergency order yesterday, which also lifts restrictions on organized sports and group gatherings, but maintains a mask mandate for the city. Anchorage health officials said that lower COVID-19 case rates in recent weeks gave the city room to ease restrictions, but Quinn Davidson emphasized that 80% of the city remains unvaccinated and warned that new, more contagious COVID-19 variants could threaten progress the city has made in fighting the disease. The families of 4 passengers killed in a mid-air crash last summer are suing the estate of Gary Knopp, the former Alaska state representative who was piloting the plane that collided with theirs. KDLL reports that representatives for the deceased passengers, who were from South Carolina, filed 2 separate federal lawsuits yesterday against Knopp's estate and his wife, Helen Knopp. Both suits also target the estate of Gregory Bell, the charter pilot who also died in the crash, and 2 companies that owned and operated the charter aircraft. The National Transportation Safety Board found that Knopp was denied a required medical certification from the Federal Aviation Administration in 2012 because of vision problems. And Dan Bross.